الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, peace and the blessing of God and His grace upon each and every one of you. This is Reflections on Islam, a special Ramadan daily radio program coming to you on the internet for the province of Ontario, half an hour before Maghrib sunset time, according to Toronto local time. On the blessed occasion of the month of Ramadan, fasting and celebration of Eid al-Fitr, the feast after the fast. And today is our last day of the presentation for this year. May God accept your fasting, your prayer, your supplication, and your charity. And may we wish you Eid Mubarak with many, many happy returns. And we would like to thank you for being with us throughout this presentation for this year. On the program today, we share with you Quran's edition by Qara Muhammad Siddiq al-Minshawi from Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. And we will share with you an English translation of the meanings of these verses. We'll also share with you Hadith Qudsi from the Sacred Sayings and our dua supplication for today, as well as a brief reflection on the virtue of work. Then we conclude the program with Adhan al-Maghrib, the call to Maghrib prayer after sunset, according to Toronto local time. Those living outside the city should observe time differences. So stay tuned with us to enjoy Reflections on Islam in the blessed month of Ramadan and celebration of Eid al-Fitr. Our respected listeners, I greet you with the universal Islamic greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of God and His grace be upon each and every one of you. Today, God willing, we would like to share with you a brief reflection on Al-Amal, the virtue of work, with pertinent quotations from the glorious Quran and prophetic traditions. In verse 105 of chapter 9, the merciful Lord says, وَقُلْ أَعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Say, work. God will see you work and His messenger and the believers. And in verse number 30 of chapter 17, the merciful Lord says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. Those who believe and do good works, we do not deny the wage of those who do a good job. And in verse number 97 of chapter 16, we read, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Whoever does a good deed, whether a man or a woman, and is a believer, we will give them a good life and reward them according to the best of their deeds. And in verses 103 to 105 of chapter 18, we read, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا. Say, would you like us to tell you who are the hard-working losers? They are those whose labor went astray, yet thinking that they are doing a good job. It is because they rejected the revelations of their Lord and disbelieved in meeting Him. So all their deeds were in vain. Thus, on the resurrection day, we will have no wait for them. As you can see, our dear listeners, pure faith and good deed, according to scriptures and prophetic traditions, must go together, as God's messenger and seal of prophets, Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, لا يقبل إيمان بلا عمل ولا عمل بلا إيمان. No faith without work will be accepted, and no work without faith will be accepted. So the Messenger of God, peace be upon him, said, إن الله يحب العبد المحترف ومن كد على عياله كان كالمجاهد في سبيل الله. God loves a professional servant, and whoever works hard to keep his dependents would be like the one who strives in the way of God. However, we should always remember that not every kind of work will be accepted by God. God is good, and he would accept only the fruits of a lawful work. So God's last messenger and seal of prophets, Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, طَلَبُ الْحَلَالِ فَرِيضَةً. Seeking lawful livelihood is a religious obligation. So when one works hard to earn a lawful living, to support his dependents, God will forgive his or her sins. As the Messenger of God, peace be upon him, said, مَنْ أَمْسَى كَالًا مِنْ عَمَلْ يَدِهِ أَمْسَى مَغْفُورًا لَهُ. Whoever ends his or her day tired from work will end his or her day forgiven. And also the Messenger of God, peace be upon him, said, إِنَّ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ ذُنُوبًا لَيُكَفِّرُهَا الصَّلَاةِ وَلَا الصَّدَقَةَ وَلَا الْحَجِّ وَيُكَفِّرُهَا الْهَمُّ فِي طَلَبِ الْعَيْشِ. There are sins which neither prayer, nor charity, nor pilgrimage would erase, but they would be erased by striving hard to earn a lawful living. And he, peace be upon him, gave a warning to those who earn living from sources which are unlawful, according to the Quran and prophetic tradition, saying, أشد الناس حسرة يوم القيامة رجل كسب مالا من غير حل فدخل به النار. The most regretful people on the day of resurrection will be a person who had earnings from unlawful sources, which will lead him or her to hellfire. Then he, peace be upon him, gave an example saying, don't be impressed by those who earned money from unlawful sources. For if they spend it or give it to charity, it will not be accepted from them. And if they keep it, it will not be blessed. And if they leave it behind, it will be the ticket to hellfire. May the merciful Lord purify our hearts from hypocrisy, our deeds from show-off, and our wealth from what is unlawful. Amen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. قلت today, قال حكيم كونوا دعاة إلى الله وأنتم صامتون. قيل كيف ذلك؟ قال بأخلاقكم. A wise man said, be callers to God while you are silent. They said, how? He said, by your manners.
Yeah.
This is Reflections on Islam, a special Ramadan daily radio program coming to you on the internet half an hour before Maghrib sunset time, according to Toronto local time. Before we listen to the Quran recitation by Qari Muhammad Sadiq al-Manshawi from Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10, we would like to share with you an English translation of the meanings of these verses.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Alif Lam Ra. These are signs of the wise book. Does it seem strange to humankind that we revealed our will to a mortal from among themselves, saying, give warning to humankind and tell the faithful that their endeavors shall be rewarded by their Lord? The unbelievers say, this man is a skillful magician. Yet your Lord is God, who in 6 days created the heavens and the earth, then ascended the throne, ordaining all things. None has power to intercede with him without his permission. Such is God, your Lord. Therefore, serve him. Will you not take heed? To him you all shall return. God's promise shall be fulfilled. He gives beings to all creatures, and in the end he will bring them back to life, so that he may justly reward those who have believed in him and done good deeds. As for the unbelievers, they shall drink boiling water and shall be severely punished for their unbelief. It was he also who gave the sun his brightness and the moon her light, ordaining her phases, so that you may learn to compute the seasons and the years. He created them to manifest the truth. He makes plain his revelations to people of understanding. In the alternation of night and day, and in that all God created in the heavens and the earth, there are signs for righteous people. But those who deny that they will ever come back before us, delighting in the life of this world and contenting themselves with it, and those who give no heed to our revelations, shall be cast into hell and will be punished for their unbelief and misdeeds. As for those who believe and do good deeds, God will guide them through their faith. The rivers will run at their feet in the garden of delight. The prayer will be, glory be to God, Lord of the worlds, and their greeting in it will be peace. And the climax of their prayer shall be, praise be to God, Lord of the worlds.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم أكان للناس عجبا أن أوحينا إلى رجل منهم أن أنذر الناس أيام ثم استوى
النعيم دواهم فيها سبحانه
سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام. وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. صدق الله العظيم.
We have just listened to the Quran recitation by Qari Muhammad Sadiq al-Munshawi from Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10.
من الحديث القدسي from the sacred sayings عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما قضى الله الخلق كتب في كتابه على نفسه فهو موضوع عنده إن رحمتي تغلب غضبي. رواه مسلم والبخاري والنسائي وابن ماجه. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may God be pleased with him who said, the Messenger of God, may the blessings and peace of God be upon him, said, when God created the creation, he pledged himself by writing in his book, which he laid down with himself, my mercy prevails over my wrath. It was related by Muslim, Al-Bukhari, Al-Nasa'i, and Ibn Majah. دعاء supplication for today. اللهم أسألك خشيتك في الغيب والشهادة وأسألك كلمة الحق في الرضا والغضب. آمين. O God, make me conscious of you in private and in public, and help me to speak the word of truth, whether in a pleasant mood or in anger. آمين.
Reflections on Islam, special Ramadan daily radio program coming to you on the internet half an hour before Maghrib sunset time, according to Toronto local time. Adhan al-Maghrib, the call to Maghrib prayer after sunset, according to Toronto local time. Those living outside the city should observe time differences.
Allahu Akbar, الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
As we conclude this special radio presentation of Reflections on Islam on the blessed occasion of the month of Ramadan and celebrations of Eid al-Fitr, the feast after the fast for this year, we wish to express our sincere thanks and gratitude to God, the mercy giver who made it possible by His grace and His guidance. May He accept our work. We also wish to express thanks to our brothers and sisters and listening audience for their kind words of encouragement and support, to our volunteer workers who gave their time and effort to make it a successful endeavor, to our guest speakers, men, women, youth and children, who gave of their time and talent and worked hard under pressure and strict discipline, even when they were fasting, to educate, to inform, and to entertain our audience.
To our audio and internet technicians who worked diligently to meet the stringent condition of Ramadan broadcast.
May the mercy giver bless their minds and their hearts and increase their knowledge. To our financial supporters who contributed generously to produce the program, buy airtime and other logistic materials. To our critics for their warm reception, creative criticism, charitable remarks, and positive suggestions. And finally, to all our friends who express their warm feelings, good wishes, and greetings by Eid cards, letters, telephone calls, fax, and personal encounters. To all of you, we would like to say thank you to God to increase our faith, strengthen our unity, solidify our solidarity, and guide us to share the message of the Quran and prophetic traditions using all possible means of communications to let the word of God reach every man, every woman, and every child. Amen.